In a Zoom meeting for the DRB, so welcome to that. I am Jolene Wolfley, Chair of the Development Review Board, and we will begin this April 29th meeting of the Development Review Board. This is a remote or online meeting where all participants will be on video or audio conference. We are conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are under a public health emergency. We would appreciate your patience as this may be the first DRB meeting on Zoom for some. At times, we will mute everyone, but those who are involved in speaking on your own, please keep your audio on mute when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this meeting. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. So if you give remarks and then other people speak and you come back on, please just say once again, this is Jolene Wolfley and your remark. As Mr. Martinez said, we'll use the chat feature to let you know which agenda item we are on. If you have a question of the moderators, you can also use that chat feature to quietly ask your question. And as Mr. Martinez said, all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. So please keep your chat comments relevant to the meeting. I'd like to have the DRB members introduce themselves. We'll start with Water Authority.
Hello, this is Christopher Cadena with the Water Authority.
This is Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation.
Ernest Armijo with Hydrology.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation.
And once again, I'm Jolene Wolfley, Chair and representing Planning. Our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to accommodate a virtual or remote meeting of the Development Review Board through Zoom and to allow the DRB members to provide electronic signatures for approved plats and plans after the meeting rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, make a motion to suspend the rules as noted.
Thank you. Second?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec seconds the motion.
Okay, we will vote starting with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority approves.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement approves.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec approves.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology approves.
Jean Wolfenberger, Transportation approves.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair approves. So there's a consensus vote of the DRB to suspend the rules this morning to allow this Zoom meeting and electronic signatures after the meeting. A note for applicants. Those DRB members who approve your site plan, plat, or infrastructure improvements agreements today will electronically sign those documents following the meeting today. Electronic signatures will not happen during the meeting in order to expedite the agenda. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck will be routing those documents through the DRB members after the meeting. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If you are approved with delegation, you will need to email me, the other DRB member accepting delegation, and Mr. Rodenbeck to get signatures at a later date. Those signatures will be done electronically, and please include your blue sheet with your email. We're still using the blue sheets in a digital form. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, will you alert us to changes in our agenda today?
Yes. For item number 2, project 2018-00-1459 has been withdrawn by the applicant.
Okay, thank you. And just to clarify, Ms. Sanchez, we don't need to vote on a withdrawal, correct? The party has withdrawn their application.
Let me check the rules momentarily. Give me one moment.
Okay. Sorry. We haven't had a withdrawal in a while.
Madam Chair, no, you don't need to vote on a withdrawal.
Okay, I didn't think so. Next item, Ms. Gomez.
Item number 5, project 2020-003259. The agent has requested a deferral to May 6th.
Thank you. Is there a motion to defer item 5, project 2020-3259 to the May 6th meeting of the DRB?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I make a motion to defer this item to May 6th.
Thank you.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I second the motion to defer.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Let's do a vote, starting with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, approves.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, approves.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So there is a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item number 5 to the May 6th DRB meeting. Ms. Gomez.
And lastly, for item number 7, project 2018-001501, the agent has requested a deferral to May 6th.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to defer item 7 to May 6th?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I make a motion to defer item number 7 to May 6th.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I second the motion.
Okay, let's do a vote on that, starting with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, approves.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, approves.
Jane Wolfenbarger, Transportation, approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item number 7 to the May 6th meeting of the DRB. Okay. Ms. Gomez, are there any other items?
That's all I have this morning.
Okay, thank you. Now that we have the agenda set for today, we will ask any members of the public that would like to speak on a particular item to let us know now. This is similar to signing up to speak. You will let us know that now, but your opportunity to speak will be when the case is called, similar to how we do in-person meetings. If you are on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature to let us know that you're a member of the public wanting to speak. This is not for applicants, just for members of the public to speak on a case. If you are on video, you can literally raise your hand and we'll see that. And if you are on audio, please press star 9. So we'll give a moment for any members of the public who might be here to sign in, so to speak. Okay, Mr. Martinez, I don't see anyone, do you?
Madam Chair, I do not see anyone with their hand raised.
Okay. And just to note, if we have any technical issues today, I will end the meeting of the DRB and we will resume the meeting at 1 p.m. this afternoon using the same Zoom link and phone number. That hasn't happened heretofore, but we just want to have that backup plan in case we had any technical issues. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Review Board. The DRB was created in 1982 to offer efficient considerations of technical standards. The DRB streamlines the application process by bringing together key department staff responsible for the specialized review of projects in a forum where staff and applicant meet to discuss projects and the public can ask questions and share input for those decisions. The DRB staff members apply the technical standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. As such, the DRB is not a policymaking board. I would like to introduce, to have staff introduce themselves, and I will swear them in at the same time. Ms. Maggie Gould is a planning manager. Ms. Gould, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Maggie Gould, and yes, I do.
Mr. Jacobo Martinez is a senior planner. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Jacob Martinez, and I do.
Jay Rodenbeck, planner, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Jay Rodenbeck, and I do.
Shahabi Azar, city engineer, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Shahabi Azar, I do.
And Nicole Sanchez is legal counsel to the DRB.
Good she morning.
Thank you, Nicole. Okay, we will begin with item number one, which is project 2020-3552, site plan 2020-3552. I think that number might be wrong. Anyhow, this is for Titan Journal Center Land LLC at 7800 Headline Boulevard. All right, if you are on the applicant team for this project, can you raise your hand? You can do that through Zoom, or you can literally raise your hand and we'll see you. Okay, so I see Mr. Strozier, Mr. Voss, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Castellanos, and Mr. Astiasaran. Okay. Let me go ahead and unmute yourselves, and I'm going to take you one by one and swear you in. Mr. Strozier, can you introduce yourself and your relationship to the project?
Yes, ma'am. Jim Strozier, planner with Consensus Planning, agent for this project.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
All right. Mr. Voss?
Michael Voss, planner with Consensus Planning, also working as agent for this project.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Castellanos? Can you introduce yourself?
Development associate.
Excuse me, development associate?
Yes.
With whom?
Titan Development.
Oh, thank you, sir. Mr. Castellanos, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Sanchez, and I, you can tell me how to say your name as you introduce yourself.
You came close. My name is Matt Sanchez of Bohannon Houston. I'm the civil engineer for this project.
Okay. Mr. Sanchez, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. I think there's one more. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself because I don't want to butcher your name. But Juan...
Hi, everyone. This is Juan Astiasaran from ORB Architecture, architect for the project.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Let me move this over. Mr. Astiasaran, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Strozier, did I miss anyone in your group?
I'm Chair Josh Rogers.
Rogers is also...
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, Josh Rogers with Titan Development. I'm the director for this project.
Thank you. Mr. Rogers, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. All right. Which one of you would like to lead out and introduce the project?
I can do that, Madam Chair. Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. This is a site plan for a multifamily project within the Journal Center. As part of our application materials, we provided the previously approved site plan for subdivision that governs this property, as well as the site plan package. Since it is within the Journal Center master plan, we were required to submit this project to the Architectural Review Committee for the Journal Center, and we provided a copy of the letter of approval from the ARC to the project. We did receive the comments emailed to us yesterday from Mr. Martinez, and we have distributed those to the team and are prepared to go through those. One note of information that might help clarify some things. There were a number of questions regarding the future platting of the property. There is a plat that is being prepared. It is with the city surveyor, and that review and approval process is taking a little bit longer under the current situation. And so we anticipate receiving approval for that, and we'll be submitting that hopefully this next Tuesday.
Thank you, Mr. Strozier. Is there anyone else on your team that wants to make introductory remarks?
I don't think so. Okay. I think that's good. We're prepared to go through the comments.
Let me just ask you one question to kind of clarify procedurally how this will proceed. Since you're submitting your plat next Tuesday, we would like to have your plat and your site plan lined up for approval in the same meeting. Does that yes. sync with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We would like to have that happen. That was the original intent, and the process for the plat just ended up taking longer than we anticipated. Once we get through the comments, we were anticipating requesting a deferral to the May 13th meeting.
Okay, that's very helpful to start out with. Let's go to Mr. Cadena with Water Authority for let me stop myself. Mr. Martina, if there's anyone from the public who's joined the Zoom call and would like to speak on this item, would you please raise your hand in Zoom, raise your hand literally in the video conference, or press star 9. Do you see anyone, Mr. Martinez?
Madam Chair, I do not see anyone with their hand raised.
Okay. We'll go ahead with Water Authority.
Hello, this is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Hello, Jim, Matt, Juan, and the four others on the Titan Development team. Matt, my comments will be more directed to you. Availability statement 200111R has been issued and provides the conditions for service. So use that as a guide to move forward. Also, if you can please provide a utility plan, the site plan checklist that you included in the information with the submittal indicated that items were checked, but that was not found in the packet. And also, there were many .MHT files that were not really user-friendly. I clicked on them and they weren't working properly, so I don't know if maybe PDFs might be better for this type of review. The application description, as we talked about, indicates the site plan as well as a lot split. We'll note that that wasn't included in the availability statement, but I'm hoping that's not an issue because the lots that are looking to be created along the east property or the northeast property may have access. Maybe we can get development or an availability statement once those take place, but I'd like to just understand what that lot split looks like. And lastly, as you know, there's non-potable irrigation line, and when connection to that takes place, you'll just need to work with our customer service folks and fulfill reuse agreements, essentially putting a sign that says, you know, not for drinking water, etc. And all that will be provided to you at the time of service. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. So I've been working with Chris Gustafson on your team. And I think we kind of clarified the whole lot split situation and kind of where we need to pull our domestic and fire protection from. We were planning on pulling our fire protection and domestic from Headline, utilizing that existing 12-inch stub and the lot that will be subdivided along Lang can gain access along Lang. There's water and sewer services along there. So in terms of the utility plan that you didn't receive, there should have been one circulated. So I apologize that didn't get to you. We can make sure that gets sent to you so you can review it. But I believe everything on the checklist was satisfied. So If you would like to discuss something more, let me know. You probably need to look at the utility plan first, it sounds like, before we can have a conversation. But I believe we are in conformance with the Water Authority's requirements.
Yeah, I'd just require the utility plan just so we can memorialize it in the actual packet so it follows along with the site plan. But just standard procedure, we'll just make sure we have that so we can call it good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, and I can't remember, that was Mr. Satches speaking. I can't remember if he introduced himself.
Sorry, that was me. I apologize.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Stroger, are we ready to move to code enforcement?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Garcia.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Good morning, everyone. Just want to state for the record, and you already stated that, Jim, that you are referring to the Journal Center Master Plan, and that all development must be approved by the Journal Center Architectural Review Committee according to the Master Plan, and where the Master Plan or Site Plan are silent, provisions of the IDO will apply. That's all my comments.
Okay,
okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Parks? Oh, Mr. Stroger?
Thank you. Mr. Garcia, I just wanted to check and make sure that you did get a copy of the Architectural Control Committee's approval letter.
I did not, sir.
Okay, we'll make sure that we provide that to you. I believe it was submitted as part of the supplemental information for this case, but we'll make sure. Thank you.
I'll look for that. Thank you.
Okay, Parks Department.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, and we have no objection. I just, for the record, Headline and Jefferson require street trees, and there are existing street trees that will be retained by the project as shown on a landscape plan, and PRD supports that.
Thank you, Ms. Sommerfeld. Let's go to hydrology.
Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan, engineer stamp date of 3/27/2020. All we would ask is please place this approved conceptual grading and drainage plan in the application prior to hydrology's approval.
Okay. Any questions on that? Anyone? Okay. Transportation.
Yes, good morning. This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. A traffic study is not required at this time. However, a future second phase of this development could trigger one based on the threshold. Also, Transportation has reviewed the parking study and has no objection to the reduction. I'm just mostly looking for detail on this, identifying all sidewalk widths, and dimensioning throughout the site as usual, fire marshal approval, aisle dimensions, details on curb ramps and signage was what I normally ask for. Also, site distance triangles on both the landscaping plan and site plan as well. Make sure you have a pedestrian connection to the right of way, 6 foot minimum width is required for the main site entrance. Include a turning template design to ensure that the width, the median opening is sufficient. And that includes all of my minor comments. And last but not least, there was some internal discussions as well from DRB regarding putting in a bus shelter at Transit's request at the northeast corner of Headline and Jefferson if sufficient right-of-way is available. And that's based on the parking study reduction to help with the transit system. Those are all of my comments.
Okay, and just to elaborate a little bit for the applicant team, within the IDO section 55C5C, parking reduction with proximity to transit, there is a 5% reduction allowed if the applicant at their expense provides a transit rider shelter. And we kind of recognize that this is the bus stop location is across Headline, the far side stop. And so we wanted to know if you would consider putting that in. And I think Ms. Wolfenberger is pointing out that we need to make sure that the right-of-way is available, that there's an agreement to do that. And this would be, we recognize that you applied for a parking reduction through a parking study allowance in section 5-5C5I. That has been reviewed at multiple levels in the department, and there's an inclination for approval, but we wanted to see if there were some things that would actually improve the opportunity for the residents of this apartment building to access transit and access walking opportunities in the area.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Josh Rogers.
Yes.
We will look into putting in the transit shelter as requested. I just need to check with Matt Satches of BHI to see if it'll fit, and that seems okay, but by May 13th, we'll have an answer for you.
Okay, thank you very much. And I think what Ms. Wolfenberger was also pointing out is she had quite a list of things, but one was the pedestrian connection. So we wanna make sure there's a clear pedestrian path to Headline, and then also one to Jefferson. And I think it's the one to Jefferson that was not clear on your site plan, if that existed.
Madam Chair, this is Josh Rogers again. We had some deep discussions with the Architectural Review Committee of the Journal Center in reviewing that pedestrian connection, and Matt Satches from BHI can jump in here with some details on the grading. The challenge of connecting down to Jefferson to create ADA issues for us, and they are pretty significant, and looking at a ramp with all the utilities, existing trees, et cetera, it wasn't really possible to make that connection because of the topography change from the parking lot down to Jefferson. And so in discussing that with the ARC, they agreed with us that wasn't going to work. And then secondly, as you study the actual pedestrian movements within the site and the building and how the connections get made, the two main entrances out to Headline are very near the main drive entrance, which has pedestrian access that takes you to Headline and then down to Jefferson. There's not really a good connection that heads out towards Jefferson out the, call it the southwest portion of the building, to make that connection. So it seemed kind of arbitrary in looking at it to make that connection that wouldn't be heavily utilized. And so we felt, as well as the ARC, that making that connection down to Headline through the main entrance, because of the way the building functions, was actually the best way for pedestrians to make that connection, in addition to the topography challenges that we were facing.
Okay, thank you, Miss. That was Mr. Rogers, correct?
That's correct.
Just because we often are looking at these sites in plan view, can you describe a little more clearly what the topography is like from your site as you head to Headline and to Jefferson?
This is Matt Satches.
Madam Chair. Go ahead, Matt.
With BHI, just stepping in to talk about a little bit about the topography. The grading plan that we received hydrology approval on, you can see that there's about a 3 to 4 feet difference in height from our parking to the back of sidewalk along Jefferson. And the different and the distance between our sidewalk and the sidewalk in the right of way and our parking is about 20 feet. So it's very steep to make that work. And then going back on the utility situation that Josh had mentioned earlier, it seems like this would be a very difficult connection to make for pedestrian access. But that's just my take on the topography in this area.
Okay, and can you just walk me along Headline then? At what point do you start coming more at the same elevation as the street along Headline. Imagine at the corner, you're still elevated above the street.
This is Matt Satchis again. Yes, that is correct. We're still elevated about 3 feet at that corner. And as you progress north along Headline and you hit our driveway, that is where there will be ramps to get up to the site. These ramps are ADA compliant, but the first part, the first instance of an ADA ramp is at our driveway. And even at that point, we're sitting up about 3 feet or so higher, 3 to 4 feet or so higher than existing grade. This is just due to the grading challenges of the entire site. Okay. We need to raise it up as much as possible to reduce wall heights.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is Chair Wolfley again. Thank you very much for that helpful information. And we'll kind of look at that a little more closely in our comments. I'm a pretty avid bus rider, and I just know that I dash the shortest route when I know the bus is coming. And so I'm looking for that on your site. But thank you for providing those topographic details. Let's see where we're at. Let's go to planning comments, and I'm going to ask Ms. Gould to go through those.
Give me just a moment here. I seem to have lost my screen. I know that these were distributed to the applicant, and I know that we have gotten some updates that I think address several of the things that were in our comments. And I'm going to ask that Mr. Martinez jump in if I am misspeaking on our comments, but I believe that okay, so we had some questions about the parking requirements, and my understanding is those have been addressed with the applicant's resubmittal, and that the applicant is, as we discussed, working on the parking reduction submittal with the planning director, and as we also said, there's a 5% reduction that they're able to take as well. So, and then generally, we're sort of going through the allowed uses and the allowed height. It looks like we needed some lighting details.
And Ms. Cole, I believe we did get those lighting details.
Okay. Yeah, I had not gotten a chance to relook at that submittal. And then it looks like also we have some fencing and wall questions, which I believe also were answered. And then we had a question, we had an elevation question just about the way those elevations were depicted in terms of which building is which, because there aren't keys things. And then the other question we had was about the location of the dumpster, which the conversation that we just had about that grade change from Jefferson, I think maybe staff can discuss that a little bit more and follow up on it. It may not be as much of a concern now that we're thinking about that grade change. And so that was basically what we had.
Okay, Mr. Martinez, do you have, well, let's go ahead and talk about a couple of these with the applicant team. So,
Madam Chair, Mr. Strozier does have his hand raised as well.
Okay, yeah. So if Mr. Strozier, if you could just kind of identify, and maybe it's to help me because I might not have seen a latest submittal, but just what along Jefferson and Headline, is there a wall? And what would you actually be seeing from those streets?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. I wanted to just, I'll maybe let someone else speak to the wall fence. I believe it's a fence along that edge. But what that treatment is along Jefferson, one of the things that there is significant existing vegetation on the sidewalk. It's very, very nicely done along Jefferson, along that kind of narrow edge of the site. We are in coordination with Solid Waste and talking to them about specific details related to that, the siting and functioning of that solid waste location in that corner of the site. I do think that, as Ms. Gould pointed out, with the grade change in the existing vegetation and the screen wall around the dumpster location, that will not be, won't be an aesthetic issue at that location relative to the view along Jefferson and its siting. And I don't know if Josh or Juan want to speak to the fence, the perimeter fencing.
Yeah, this is Juan from RV Architecture. The entire perimeter will have a metal fence, wrought iron fencing, so it will be open. It will not be solid wall in the entire perimeter except for any retaining walls that we need. And then we'll have picket fence on top of the retaining wall, so the entire site will be visually open. In terms of the parking facing the streets, that will be screened with landscape and not with walls. So the entire site will be pretty very open visually from the street.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Garcia.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Mr. Strozer, I have a question, or I just want to let you know if there's any new fencing that will require a permit separate from the actual plan submittal.
I don't believe so. This is Jim Strozer with Consensus Planning. I don't believe so, but we can review that and make sure that we coordinate that with you if there is, but I don't believe that there would be any separate.
Any additional?
Thank you.
Just wanted to state that for the record. Thank you.
Mr. Rogers, did you have a comment?
Madam Chair, Juan answered the question, so I think we're good. Okay. I just would add, in regards to Maggie's comment on the buildings with the elevations, Juan can talk those through a little bit more. Maggie, those buildings are the carriage unit buildings, so they have garages that are on the first floor, and then there's two apartment units above. So I believe that the elevation labeled south elevation is the building that is directly adjacent to the main pool. And the north elevation is actually, it's not with that building, there's windows on it, but the other building that faces northeast towards the Cabela's parking lot, that is okay. That elevation, and the reason for the blank elevation is because of firewall concerns, I believe. Juan, if you want to step in there and explain that a little bit better, that would be great.
Yeah, the north carriage building that is facing the future commercial properties, I mean, that building is sitting on the property line, so we cannot have literally openings like windows. But we try to create some movement with the volume, so that it's not just a plain blank wall. For the next round, I'll try to identify better what elevation is for what with the key plan or something. The other carriage building that is in the pool courtyard, obviously that building has more movement and more openings since we don't have that restriction of the property line.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, a key code, this is Chair Wolfley again, a key code matching the elevations with where they are on this site would be very, very helpful.
We'll add that.
Okay, and the other thing I'd like to ask is, because the trash enclosure is in the corner of Jefferson, I would like to see an elevation to know what that looks like with the fencing and all, to see if that is aesthetically pleasing for Jefferson or not. Would that be possible?
Madam Chair, this is Jim Stroscher with Consensus Planning. Yes, I think we can provide you with some additional details regarding that.
Yeah, that would be helpful. It's just a little unusual to have the trash enclosure on the major street there, but I think there might be some possibility there depending on how you are doing your fencing and walls in that location.
Right. Okay. I think it'll be clear that is an appropriate location and will be aesthetically fine in that location due to the grade change in the existing landscaping along Jefferson. But we will certainly provide you with additional information regarding that. Thank you.
Okay, let me ask Mr. Martinez, who is reviewing this most thoroughly, do you have any other comments for the applicant team?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just two comments. One was specific to the site standard 8E3, which is a minimum 30% of the ground floor shall have windows. For each facade with doors, the percentage of windows may be reduced to 20%. Your plan shows that the applicant is showing glazing between 20 to 24% for all floors, but I think the site-specific standard is pretty specific to the percentage of the windows may be reduced to 20%. Can you just kind of give us some more detail on that? And the signage, it looked like in the site-specific standards, the sign height was no greater than 6 feet, but you have a 7-foot high monument sign. If you can kind of help us figure that out as well.
Madam Chair Mr. Martinez, Jim Stroscher with Consensus Planning. I'll start with the sign. We saw that comment, and we will be revising our sign to meet the standards and the 6 feet. We're working on that. We'll provide an updated elevation for that sign at that time, and I will let someone else take probably Juan or address glazing.
I'm sorry, this is Juan Astiazaran. Can you repeat that other comment? I missed that.
Sure, Juan. The comment was concerning the glazing on the ground floor. The site-specific standard states that for each facade with doors, the percentage of windows may be reduced to 20%. And on the application, it shows that you have glazing 20 to 24%, which I'm sure meets it, but it's pretty specific. The site-specific standard is pretty specific to windows. Just want to make sure that gets cleared up, or you clear that up somehow in the plan. Just to show that you met that site-specific standard.
Yes, in my calculation, I included all glass, including glass doors and windows. Every facade has a door, so
right.
I mean, but right now my calculations include the windows and the glass portion of any door that is
right, and I think what the site-specific standard says is that with the doors, the percentage of windows may be reduced to 20%. So I think if you're combining the doors and the windows, that becomes confusing. I just want to make sure that the windows are at least 20% of the facade.
Okay, I'll revise the calculations. I'm pretty sure we do have at least a 20% with just the windows, but I'll I'll revise that calculation and show it for the next time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. And as we're finishing up here, I just want to make a comment that this is a very exciting project for this area to bring in residential at this density. And we're really excited about what we see here and want to compliment the team for putting this together and the architecture and everything that's going on here. Really, really appreciate it. Do you have any further questions, Mr. Strozier?
Madam Chair, Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. No, looks like we have some additional information to provide to the DRB in preparation for the next meeting. Once again, in order to allow the plat to get to be reviewed by the city surveyor and submitted by next Tuesday, and to address the comments that we've received today, we would request a deferral to the May 13th DRB meeting.
Okay, let me ask Ms. Gould, the platting action, is it minor or major?
Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gould. I believe that we can do this as a minor plat because we have a site plan that we can tie infrastructure to. Okay. So if they were able to submit their plat as they're planning on by Tuesday, we would definitely be able to accommodate them for the May 13th agenda.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to defer item number one to the May 13th agenda of the DRB?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks. I move to defer this project to May 13th, item number one.
Okay, I'm waiting for a second from any DRB member.
This is Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I second the motion to defer this to May 13th.
Okay, so let's vote on deferring item one to the May 13th agenda, starting with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority approves.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement approves.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec approves.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology approves.
Jane Wolfenbarger, Transportation approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote to defer item one, project 2020-3552 to the May 13th DRB agenda. Thank you, everyone. We appreciate your preparation today, and we appreciate everyone else waiting patiently in the wings for your case to come up.
Thank you,
Chair. Thank you.
All right, item number two was withdrawn, so we are moving to item three, which is project PR 2018-1307, site plan 2020-46. This is Hagar Group LLC on San Antonio Drive between San Pedro Road and Louisiana Boulevard. If you are on the applicant team wishing to speak on this item, would you please raise your hand in Zoom, literally raise your hand, or press star 9 on your audio feed. Okay. I see TECNM. Can you give us your name, sir?
This is David Thompson with Thompson Engineering Consultants.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. And Miss, let me go ahead. I've got Miss Fishman, Mr. Thompson. Is there anyone else? Mr. Martinez is helping me with that.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I didn't see anyone else.
Okay, let's start with Ms. Fishman. Would you please introduce yourself, your relationship to the project, and I will swear you in.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Jackie Fishman. I'm with Consensus Planning, and I am the agent on this request for Siting DRB.
Thank you. Ms. Fishman, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Thompson. Can you introduce yourself and your connection to the project?
I am David Thompson with Thompson Engineering Consultants. I am the engineer on the project.
Mr. Thompson, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Let's go ahead. If you will give us an update, we know we've seen you before, and give us an update on your project.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, this is Jackie Fishman with Consensus Planning. This project is a RV storage parking lot. It went through EPC as a zone change and site plan for subdivision a couple years ago. I think Ms. Gould was our staff planner at the time. In the last couple years, we've been primarily working with environmental health on landfill mitigation plan, and that has been approved. Environmental health signed off on our first site plan that was submitted to DRB. We haven't had a chance to get them to re-sign since we revised the plan. We've, in the last month, I think, or so, Mr. Thompson and I have been working with Jane Wolfenbarger and Shahab Beazar about the site circulation. Primarily the issue was worst case scenario, a 40-foot RV turns into this parking lot by accident and has to get out. Of course, it's a gated facility. And so the site plan that you see on the screen right now shows a very large turnaround within the site. And so that was the result of our working with transportation. We also aligned the median cut with that cul-de-sac. That was another comment by transportation that the location that we had it in originally, the median cut wasn't adequate, and so we moved it to the east. We also have a west exit only driveway on our site, and that has been configured to discourage anyone driving eastbound on San Antonio turning into this facility by accident. And so those were the main two changes. And Dave, if you have anything to add to that, go ahead.
This is David Thompson. Yes, we, along with that, we also resubmitted a grading and drainage plan to hydrology for review. We submitted that Monday morning. And then we also revised the water and sewer plan per Chris Cadena's comments. And I revised it again late last night and emailed it out. I apologize for the lateness of the email to everybody to address Chris's most recent comments.
Okay, thank you very much. If you are a member of the public and would like to speak on this agenda item, would you please raise your hand in Zoom, literally raise your hand or press *9 on your audio feed. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone, so let's proceed with board member comments, starting with Water Authority.
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. So hello, Dave. Hello, Jackie. Dave, you've received availability statement 191021, which has been issued and provides the conditions for service. And we touched on this last time about the fire one. It didn't have a required fire flow. Is that still the case to this day?
Yes, because there are no structures on the site. So.
Okay. The availability analyzed 1500, so that's good. Some previous comments, I know you've been at DRB a few times before, but as you know, our availability statement talked about having the sewer along the southern property line as that's where it exists on the property to the west of you. And in previous cases, you had provided a utility plan and an infrastructure list that showed the sewer being extended east along the trail. In the past, I've asked for let's look at putting it in maybe a drive aisle. It looks like you have a couple of drive aisles to work with. Maybe the southerly most drive aisle may be the most conducive.
And maybe you provided that in your latest submittal, but I hadn't had a chance to look at that. But let's look at putting that sewer along the drive aisle and daylighting in a fashion that allows that property to the east of you, which is lot C, to get access to that sewer. Keep in mind, we'll need easements on your private property. And you'll need to include the infrastructure list update that indicates the drive aisle rather than the trail. There's some monitoring wells along that trail, construction near a drainage channel, maybe including a MAFCA might seem a lot more difficult, when really the drive aisle may be the best opportunity. The only thing you have to keep in mind is just ensuring that our vac trucks, those really large trucks with the tanks, are able to gain access. And lastly, being that this was an old landfill, I'd like you to maybe include the appropriate verbiage that really speaks to the requirements for installing infrastructure on a landfill site, mitigation of methane, et cetera. But we need to make sure that we account for that. And ultimately, it'll be figured out more in detail in design, but some indication. That's all that I have.
Hey, Mr. Thompson, do you have questions?
I'd like to respond. Yes, this is David Thompson. Chris, that's what I worked on and emailed to you last night, but we did relocate the sewer line to the southern accessway as you see it in the site plan, and included a 20-foot public sewer easement along that sewer line. I added the note for special construction of the utility lines and what may be required to vent methane as per the landfill engineer's recommendations. And we had checked the site for a 40-foot long vehicle to make sure that vehicle could move around the site without any problems. The only question that I have is the Vactor truck at least 40, I mean, less than 40 feet or 40 feet long, Chris?
Hello, this is Chris Kennedy with the Water Authority. Dave, to be honest, I don't know the exact specs on those trucks.
Okay.
I don't know if Ashto includes something like that, but I think it would be helpful for maybe us just to figure out. I could maybe have you coordinate with collections and maybe get a contact for them, but I don't know. But it's just something that truck needs literally a butt up to, literally the front of the bumper needs to peer over that manhole for proper cleaning. That's just something right. We got to keep in mind, and how we're going to navigate, whether it's backing in or backing out only. So I'd like to kind of compare your utility plan with where the manholes are, just so that we can make sure that we're getting what we need.
This is David Thompson. Chris, would you like me to coordinate with you on that?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, ultimately, I can be the middle person to kind of bring collections in on this. But I think it would be helpful just to have that utility plan that's been revised. It looks like you sent it late last night.
Right.
Just so that I can have something to work with.
Okay, Ms. Fishman?
Madam Chair, I have brought up the utility plan that Mr. Thompson sent Chris last night. If you could share the screen, I can show it to you all, if that's appropriate.
Mr. Cadena, do you need to see that now?
I wouldn't want to take time from the board to do a review, and obviously we need to kind of coordinate and see where those manholes are. I think it would be helpful just so I can make sure I can have time to look at it and work with collections and make sure everyone's on the same page.
Okay. And then, Mr. Cadena, have you reviewed the infrastructure list for the site?
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I reviewed what was the latest and greatest in the submittals for the DRB package. If there are subsequent infrastructure lists that have been sent through email, I have not had a chance to look at those. But what I am looking for is a change to the location of the sewer line, and it looks like Dave made those changes. I just haven't seen that document.
Okay, Mr. Thompson, is that correct?
Yes, this is Dave Thompson. I did send that last night with my email, the corrected infrastructure list that describes the sewer line being located in the drive aisle, the south drive aisle. And just, Chris, to let you know, if the drive aisles are 35 feet wide, so they're quite wide for a normal site anyway. And that's for the RV people to use, so.
If that makes sense, this site might lend, because it lends itself, may lend itself very well, just being that you're designing for larger vehicles in the first place.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cadena. And you can be thinking about the appropriateness of a delegation on this site plan. Let's go to code enforcement.
I apologize.
Go ahead.
I don't mind taking delegation. I think that would be helpful, just so that I don't want to rush that coordination that needs to be taking place. To be honest, I haven't even seen the site plan or the utility plan. I wouldn't want to take DRB's time. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Good morning. Where site plan approval is silent on any standards, provisions of the IDO will apply, and code enforcement has no further comments.
Madam Chair, if I could just address that real quickly. Carl, I'm assuming you're aware that we have a site plan for subdivision as well that governs the site. In addition to the site plan DRB that you're reviewing today.
Yes.
We also have to adhere to the requirements of environmental health.
For the landfill.
You're aware of that.
Yes.
And I don't know if there's anything specific that you're seeing with the site plan that is contrary to the IDO. If there is, it would be great to hear what those items might be.
Yeah, no, not at this point. I didn't see anything outstanding. It's just a general comment so that you know nothing slips through the cracks at the end.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Let's go to Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. I'm glad to hear that sewer line is being moved. We're concerned about the trail to the south. It looks on the site plan that there isn't a sufficient buffer between the wall and the multi-purpose trail. We would require 2 foot of a space there, and the bikeways, trails, and master plan guide actually asked for 3 feet, but we can go down to 2 feet. So it's hard to say whether that's going to be provided, but we would want that to be provided in the construction. So is there a way we can add that, I don't know, to the findings or the conditions?
Carol, I'm looking at the site plan.
Please identify. This is Ms. Fishman.
Fishman from Consensus Planning. It looks like there is a gap between the fence and the trail itself. It's not dimensioned, but it looks like at least a few feet. Are you talking about actually moving our wall into the site?
No, if there isn't a full 2 foot clearance, then that would be necessary. But I'm just looking at the documents that were provided, and if that's there, then that's fine. But when, like say on the landscape plan, it looks on the southeast corner of the site like they abut each other.
Yeah, there is, it does come together at the far east of the site, the wall and the trail.
for a little ways, and then it spreads out as it goes west.
So can that wall be adjusted a little bit just to give that more of a buffer? Because we would not be able to move that trail.
I don't know if that's possible. If we move the wall in, then we take out drive aisle space. And this was shown in this way during the site plan for subdivision, and it never was a comment. So that's something I would have to explore a little bit, if we can tighten up our drive aisles. So as Mr. Thompson said, our drive aisles are, I think, 35 feet in width. And so if we move our wall in, I think that causes a lot of problems on that far east end. So I'm not sure if we can do that or not.
Ms. Fishman, let me ask our city engineer to weigh in on this, because it may not be apparent about the liability issues related to that situation. Mr. Beazar?
Hi, this is Shahab Beazar. I just have a quick question for, so is there any way we could shift the trail a little bit or add or a couple of feet?
A couple of things. One is, I did ask our one of our on-call engineers, and he's the one who gave us the 2-foot measurement. So it is an engineering safety issue. And we, as the Parks Department, would not be able to move the trail. I guess there's a potential that we could make it narrower, but that would be difficult.
So yeah. When you say you can, so is the applicant can add a couple of feet to the other side and possibly cut a couple of feet from the side that is against the wall?
That would be preferable for them to look at that. Sometimes it's difficult to tell exactly what's happening on the ground based on a landscape plan, because it may have been drawn over, an aerial photo or something, and to see if they're 2 feet might exist there. But it's hard to tell without looking at the survey or the plat exactly where the trail lies on that adjacent parcel. So is there a way we can put that in conditions or something, so that would be then looked at through the construction process?
That would be a possibility. I would probably have to look at that again. Sorry, this is Shahab Beazar. So we could probably look at sections through there and see what we are dealing with and kind of work with that to see if it's a possibility of, either shifting or adding or cutting the existing bike trail. And I don't know Jackie, what do you guys think, or Dave, by looking at that?
This is Jackie Fishman. It looks like to me that there's space within the easement to move the trail a couple feet. I mean, it looks like, I don't know, the trail is closer to our property line than it is to the arroyo, and seems like it could be inched over a little bit. I'm a little concerned about narrowing our drive aisles after all the conversation about circulation on the site with our RVs and the Vector truck and the cul-de-sac has a gate there. I'm concerned that if we take 2 feet out of our site for the trail, it's not going to work very well. So I would, my preference would be to move the, for that section of the trail that's adjacent to our property line, to move it out a little bit, move the trail out.
We would not be able to move the trail. We could maybe pull it in, cut it down a little bit, but that's not preferable, obviously, because, for the people who are using the trail. So I don't know, what do you think, Shahab, about moving forward with that?
We probably definitely need to look at to see how much space we have between the trail and the edge of the channel as well. So it's hard to say right now without seeing a section. Dave, do you have an idea how much space we have there?
This is David Thompson. No, I am not sure, but I do want to mention that we have monitoring wells between the trail and the channel that we just need to be mindful of. And I'm not sure, you know, we have symbols on the topographic plan, but they may not be accurate as to size.
It looks like there might need to be a little bit of field work or just clear looking at plots or things that identify where the boundaries of the trail are in relationship to the property boundary. So I'm not sure we can resolve this at this point in time. Let's go ahead and move on to transportation.
Hydrology.
I'm sorry, hydrology.
Okay. This is Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has received the revised grading and drainage plan. Unfortunately, this has not been reviewed yet, but with a quick review, we have been able to determine that drainage patterns have not changed enough from the previously approved plan. And so we feel that this new revised plan should probably be approved within the next few days. And as such, hydrology has no objection to the site plan.
Okay, thank you. Transportation?
Yes, this is Jane Wolfenbarger with transportation. The applicant has done a really wonderful job of addressing transportation comments with regard to the roadways. And we're satisfied with the site plan with regard to the traffic circulation. So we have no objection to that site plan. I did want to note that we had an updated infrastructure list, as was already mentioned, that also included the access ways to the site, since an infrastructure list was submitted on Monday. And I did want to also note that work order improvements are needed, which is already noted on the site plan, but I wanted to make sure it included the access ways and any signage that's required as well. As with regard to the trail, I primarily defer to Parks and Rec on that issue, but I am willing to look at the various options that have been mentioned. Those are all of my comments.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, Ms. Fishman or Mr. Thompson?
Madam Chair, this is Jackie Fishman again.
On transportation, yeah.
Maybe this is stating the obvious, but our site plan is based on a site survey done by Cartesian Survey. I'm assuming the placement of where they show the trail in relation to our property line is accurate.
Okay.
I don't know if, Dave, if you have anything to speak to that.
This is Dave Thompson. No, I agree that the trail is shown on the plan. It should be shown per the topographic survey and should be accurate. I can go out there and take a look. I'm more concerned about the monitoring wells.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Planning, let's have Ms. Gould give any planning comments.
Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gould. The only comment that we had at this point was sort of going back to what code enforcement said about the wall standards on the previously approved site plan for subdivisions superseding the use specific standards in the IDO. So a 7-foot wall would normally be required per the IDO. However, because the site plan for subdivision specifically calls out a 6-foot high wall, the walls as shown on this site plan are acceptable.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Fishman, you've been a very enduring soldier on the site plan. Would you be able to deal with another deferral for a week to maybe, we've got some water authority issues to resolve and then this wall trail issue to resolve.
Madam Chair, this is Jackie Fishman again. I can't deny I'm a little disappointed after all the work that we've done in the last couple of weeks with transportation that we would be deferred again. But if there is no option there, then I will accept it.
I think it just might be the best way to go forward. Sometimes when there are more complicated things and they're part of a delegation, especially with this remote working, it becomes harder to have the right people together to make sure everything's covered. If you're willing, I think a deferral to May 6th would be the best option.
Okay.
And maybe we can move you to the beginning of the agenda.
Yeah, that would be acceptable. I'm just, if we could, Madam Chair, if you wouldn't mind just reiterating exactly what we need to be doing in the week between now and next Wednesday.
Yeah, I appreciate that request. So, Mr. Cadena, could you quickly summarize what you need?
Updated utility plan and infrastructure list indicating the changes that Dave and I both talked about.
Okay, and I'm going to have Mr. Biazar maybe articulate what's needed for the trail wall issue.
So this is Shahab Biazar. So based on what Parks requested, I think we probably need to look at a section through there. That area and just see what kind of spaces we're dealing with and if there's a possibility and everybody agrees to it, we possibly, if we can shift the trail over a little bit or add to it or cut part of the trail to accommodate the 2-foot buffer. I think that would probably get us moving forward.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks. I think there was another concern about moving the trail as far as some wells or something that could be in the way. But so I was thinking if someone would actually, the engineer was going to actually go to the site and look at it on the ground and see if, if there's going to be an issue.
Okay. And I think Thompson, Mr. Thompson
yes.
said...
Yes, I can go to the site and actually measure how far the wells are to the edge of the trail on the end of the project. I do have one question for Mr. Biazar. If we need to move the trail over 2 feet or whatever it may be, does this then need to be added to the infrastructure list?
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Ms. Fishman, did you get your answers?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
And just a note again to Ms. Gomez, who sets up the ordering of the agenda, that this project would be first. If we defer it, we need to get a vote to defer. So is there a motion to defer item number 3, project 2018-1307 to the May 6th meeting of the DRB.
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I make a motion to defer to May 6th.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I second the motion.
Okay, let's vote starting with Water.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, approved.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, approves.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, approves.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, approves.
Gene Wolfenbarger, Transportation, approves.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote to defer item 3 to the May 6th agenda. And thank you very much, Ms. Fishman and Mr. Thompson, for your cooperation. Very much appreciated.
Okay.
Good day. We are ready for item number 4, which is project 2019-2333. And as I'm calling this one up, I just want to announce to everyone that item 5 has been deferred and we will be taking a 5-minute break after item number 4 so that you can just sort of plan on that. So right now we're on item 4, which is project 2019-2333, preliminary final plat 2020-46, Buglow Properties LLC at 5512, 5516, and 5520 Buglow Drive. All right. If you are here on the applicant team, would you please raise your hand literally in Zoom or star 9 on audio? Okay, I see Mr. Briggs and Mr. Lowe. Let's start with Mr. Lowe. And I, in calling up this item,
me also.
I need to. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Aldridge. Okay. In calling up this item, I neglected to say that this is a double agenda item. It also has site plan 2019-420. So it's a preliminary final plat and a site plan for these properties. Okay, let's start with Mr. Lowe. Can you quickly introduce yourself and I'll swear you in? Mr. Lowe, you are on mute still.
And I apologize. John Lowe with Buglow Properties.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Lowe, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Briggs, introduce yourself, please.
I'm Don Briggs with Don Briggs Engineering.
Thank you.
Engineer.
Mr. Briggs, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And Mr. Aldridge, please introduce yourself.
My name is Tim Aldridge with Aldridge Land Surveying, agent for Buglow Properties.
Mr. Aldridge, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead and get which one of you wants to start. Give us an update from when we saw you on April 15th.
Tim Aldridge, Aldridge Land Surveying. Just pertaining strictly to the plat, I believe that the plat has been approved by the board, but we're tied to the site plan. So as of right now, I don't think I need to make any comments pertaining to this. It'll be Mr. Lowe and Mr. Briggs. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And let me just kind of clarify, the preliminary final plat hasn't been approved. But there weren't objections to it last time, and it's being held to be approved with the site plan.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
One more thing, ma'am.
Yes, Mr. Aldridge.
I've been working on attaining the dry utility signatures. It's taking a little while to get those done. Yes. I have 2 out of 4 presently.
Okay. Thank you for that. I'll make a note of that when we look at approval. Okay. Mr. Lower, Mr. Briggs, who wants to give us an update on your site plan?
Hey, go ahead, Don.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is Don Briggs. So we've been working on addressing the comments from the last meeting, and I'd like to just kind of run through what we've done.
Certainly.
For the site plan, we have added a detail for the CMU walls, indicating that stucco will be provided on those walls facing Buglow. And I've also added a note on the site plan that indicates where those areas, where that stucco will be required. So that was updated late last night and sent out. Hopefully you guys got that. I'm not sure. Secondly, we worked extensively on the landscaping plan, added trees and low ground cover, and we replaced the trees that were being removed in the ponding area, added those onto the actual site adjacent to the pond, And we also added additional trees within the site just to boost the cover. I updated the calculation table to more closely match the terminology that's presented in the IDO. So hopefully that makes that table a little clearer for everyone to understand. And so I think that's pretty much the comments, with the exception, I guess, the Water Authority wanted the flushing manhole that's going to be located on site on the infrastructure list. So we did add that to the infrastructure list, and I put a location on the utility plan indicating that. With that, I'll stand for comments.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Briggs, and a big thank you to Mr. Briggs and Mr. Lowe for being very cooperative in looking at some new ideas on their landscaping and other things. Let's now go and see if there's anyone in our Zoom conference who's from the public that would like to speak on this case. You need to raise your hand using the Zoom feature, raise your hand literally like I am, or press star 9 on an audio call. Okay, I don't see anyone from the public. Let's go ahead and go to board comments and make sure you, DRB members, indicate to me where you stand and with regard to the infrastructure list. Mr. Cadena?
Hello, this is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Hello, John, Don, and Tim. So regarding the site plan, the amendment to the development agreement was approved by the Water Authority Board on April 22nd, and the serviceability letter 191106R, along with that amendment, provide the conditions for service. Don, I had provided you comments previously, and I know there were some emails flying around, but I'm a little bit behind, so I had not had a chance to review what you have submitted. They were simple enough. So I'm just hoping, like as you mentioned, that the utility plan does indicate that flushing connection for the private force main, and is that connection is also included on the infrastructure list, and then that you also remove that reference to the manhole 00741, which isn't the correct reference. And I was just hoping you remove that. Are you able to quickly share a screen just to show that those simple items have been updated?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Let me just jump in. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I've got the updated utility plan pulled up here. I'm already sharing it. So,
thank you. Is that what you needed, Mr. Cadena, or do you need the infrastructure?
Both. It's very, very tiny. Don, can you help guide Jay to where that additional flushing connection is shown on the utility plan?
Yes, this is Don Briggs. If you could zoom in to the intersection, the northeast intersection.
Okay.
There you go.
I think I'm pointing at the node.
Okay, so Don, so that reads a proposed 24-inch SAS manhole, so to a 2-foot manhole and 2 1-1/4-inch force mains with 2 flushing manhole. What does that read? With 2 flushing manholes per?
Yes.
So you're having.
This is.
I thought the idea was you're converging them into one private force main into a flushing connection.
Okay, this is Don Briggs. Let me explain. Okay, so we have 2 force mains coming into this manhole. So I'd added a flushing connection for each of those force mains coming into that one 24-inch manhole. And then going out of that 24-inch, there'll be a 6-inch gravity to your manhole in Buglow.
Okay, I guess that makes some sense. I'm just having a hard time understanding what the manhole, because typically the force main goes directly to the bottom of our existing manhole at Sierra Morena and Buglo. So I don't understand what the need is for that southern manhole.
Okay.
We try to stay away from that, where it was just going to, rather than gravity, the force main itself was just going to discharge directly into the existing manhole in Buglo. Now, you and I had talked about that previously. One, it saves your client construction of a manhole. And two, really all is needed is a flushing connection just so someone's able to kind of clear whatever may be in there and then discharge that directly into the existing manhole. So I don't see the need for the second manhole on the south. We talked about that because a flushing hydrant isn't needed if you're gravity. So maybe you can help clarify that.
Okay, this is Don Briggs. Perhaps I misunderstood that you wanted it in the street and not on the private property.
No, this is all private. You are correct in that it's private. I'm just having a hard time understanding what the need is for that proposed manhole in addition to the... are we interchanging in language? Are you saying that the manhole is the flushing connection?
No. Okay, so the issue is combining two force mains together into one and then going out to the manhole in the street. We have two lift stations. If both of them are running at the same time, we would have a large flow, and there's some chance of pressure pushing water back down the other line. So I was trying to separate those two force mains or keep them separated.
Okay. It was always my understanding talking with you that I thought you were converging them from two private lift stations to private force mains and converging in them into one such that there's one discharge into the public system via force main. And not gravity.
No, that wasn't my intention. It was to, have a gravity line, a private gravity line that ties into your manhole.
Okay, so then essentially, are you using a flushing main down or upstream of your proposed private manhole?
Yes.
Okay, I think for the sake of kind of helping move this project forward, I think that works. There probably was a slight communication gap, but that's okay. I think we can make this work. So really the only existing manhole is at Sierra Morena and Buglo. Upstream of that will be a private manhole, and upstream of that will be a private flushing connection. And as long as, we identify that on record, I think that will help you or help us just understand what is needed. And then during the required, I don't know if it will be a mini work order or whatever that connection will be. Sounds like a work order because you're including other infrastructure. You can better detail those types of connections on those work order plans. So can you show me now the latest and greatest infrastructure list?
Do you have that available, Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Give me one moment. I can pull it up as long as it was in the email that was sent. Just give me one moment. I'm going to stop sharing for a second. Because I don't have that readily available.
Okay. Mr. Briggs, do you have that available with you on your computer? Okay. Mr. Martinez, can you allow Mr. Briggs to share his screen?
I'm working on that right now. Okay, Mr. Briggs, you're a co-host and you can share your screen.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Briggs, to share your screen.
I'm working on it. Okay. Got it. So let's see here. And so are you seeing the shared screen?
Yes.
Yes, we are. We're seeing, yeah.
The infrastructure list, okay.
Right, and you might want to. Perfect. Okay.
So here's what I've added at the bottom of the list here.
So can you walk me through what you added there, Don?
Okay. I just added this line right here, which is for two flushing manholes per standard drawing number 2183 at the north property line of lot 12A.
Okay. And then did you also correct the reference to the, remove the reference to the incorrect manhole?
Yes, I did. And I think I found the correct number, which I added on there.
Can you show me where that is?
Again, let's see here, utility sheet.
Right, I'm having a hard time understanding where that zero. Okay. So I don't know where you got that reference, and that's why I was just asking you just to simply to remove it and just rely on the description that you've included on the infrastructure list. Our system has specific manhole numbering systems, and the manhole that you're pointing to now is actually B11650. And the manhole that you'll be connecting to in Bash is actually B11641. That's why I was having a difficult time understanding where your manhole references were. And that's why my previous comment just simply said, let's just remove any reference because I think your description is sufficient. So if there's a way you can just simply strike through that, I think that would be better so it's not confusing.
Okay.
Mr. Cadena, are we close here or would it be better to have a little more time to sort
I apologize. I think we're close. These okay. were previous comments that I was hoping were addressed, but I just wanted to let Don know that where we're at. So I'm done. I provided my comments. It's just a matter of if Don has more questions.
Okay.
I think I'm good.
Okay. So you have what you need on the infrastructure list, Mr. Cadena?
Assuming that Don makes the correction with the reference number, or we can strike through it somehow digitally.
Okay. All right. To feel some progress, let's move to code enforcement.
Carlo Garcia with code enforcement. Good morning. Once again, where the site plan approval is silent, provisions of the IDO will apply. And provisions of VPO2 apply as well. And walls and fences require a separate permit. So walls in the front yard in this MX zone are limited to 3 feet. Will you have a wall taller than 3 feet in the front setback, in the front yard?
No.
Okay. So yeah, just FYI, any walls or fences will require a separate permit. That's all I have. Thank okay. you.
And that was Mr. Lowe saying no, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Just a reminder to identify yourself for our audio record. Let's go to Parks Department.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. We have no additional comments and no objection to either of the requests.
Okay, Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved revised conceptual grading and drainage engineer stamp date of April 13th, 2020. Hydrology has no objection to the site plan, plat, or infrastructure list. As a note, future development in this area may require a master drainage study to be completed.
Okay, and thank you. Transportation?
Yes, good morning, Don Briggs. This is Jean Wiffenbarger with Transportation. The only comment I had, and I know that you had acknowledged it, is I just wanted to say that any future development will require a traffic study. You acknowledge that you received that. I would like that added to the site plan as a note prior to my signature. And other than that, I have no objection to the infrastructure list, plat, or site plan.
Okay, is that understood by Mr. Briggs and Mr. Lowe?
Yes.
Okay. This is Don Briggs. Yes, it's understood.
Okay. This is John Lowe, and I understand and agree.
Thank you very much. Planning, Ms. Gould, do you want to give the planning comments? Ms. Gould or Mr. Martinez?
Either way, planning has no objection to the plat, and I know that yourself and Mr. Martinez have coordinated kind of extensively with the applicant. I think that the planning comments that we have on file right now don't fully reflect what was resubmitted to us. I'll defer to Mr. Martinez on that, but I know that we're trying to work out some additional landscaping issues with the applicant. But that it looks like on balance they're adjusting the site plan so that we have possibly some improved landscaping, and we address the appropriateness of their landscaping choices. I think it might be more appropriate for you and Mr. Martinez to go over these comments because you've worked more extensively with the applicant, but I'm happy to address anything procedurally.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Gould. Mr. Martinez, let me have you go first if you have anything to add.
No, this is Mr. Martinez, Jacobo Martinez. They did show the wall, or they did provide the wall detail. That's one thing that we were lacking. They did provide that this morning, so we're good to go with that. And I'll let you discuss a little bit more on the landscaping.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Mr. Lowe, and this is Chair Wolfley, Mr. Lowe and Mr. Briggs have been good to continue to work on their landscaping plan. First off, because the site has mature trees that trigger the sensitive lands provisions of the IDO in Section 5.2, we've been discussing what to do about that. And for the drainage pond in particular, that's temporary. They are leaving four of the trees, and they are removing four of the juniper trees and replacing those trees with other trees to the north of the drainage pond, where they would hopefully permanently exist. We've done some of this kind of in the wee hours before this meeting. So I think we're in the right direction, and I just feel that I would need to have delegation on the landscaping plan so we can make sure the everything that we've talked about has been covered. Do you have any questions on that, Mr. Briggs or Mr. Lowe?
This is Don Briggs. I do not.
Okay.
I do not either.
Okay. Let me ask Ms. Wolfenberger, can you let me take delegation on your transportation note?
Yes, I think that would be a good thing in this case. I'd be willing to sign if you'll take delegation.
Okay.
This is Jean with transportation.
And that would allow Mr. Cadena to take delegation for Water Authority. Does that sound appropriate to you, Mr. Cadena?
Madam Chair, if I may, 1 second. This is Shahab Biazart. Mm-hmm. So if you're approving the infrastructure list, I guess Mr. Cadena wanted something corrected on the infrastructure list or striked out. Is that correct?
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I'm hoping that given that we're doing electronic signatures, perhaps John can quickly add a couple small little changes. John, Don, if you can just remove the reference to the manhole 00741 and include the word private in front of the flushing manhole, I think we'd be fine. And we could just route that one for signature.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we're clear that the infrastructure list that we're going to approve needs to be re-emailed to us. And Mr. Cadena, you also wanted the utility plan updated. So we wanted that number being removed from the manhole, right, as well?
I'm not too concerned. This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I'm not too concerned with the utility plan. I mean, it's good graphically, and I think it provides enough, I think, to help move forward. But I think we'll rely on the infrastructure list more. So including the words private and removing those references, I think is best. So I think John and Don, you're fine with the utility plan. Just
make those very minor comments on the infrastructure list.
Madam Chair, so I just wanted to make sure that before you sign an infrastructure list, after the meeting, you have the updated one from Don Briggs. And Don, if you could send that to us right away after the meeting, or that'll be great. So we'll have the latest infrastructure list to approve. That's all I have. Thank you.
And Mr. Biazar, don't we need to vote to approve that right now?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So do we vote to approve the plat first, then the infrastructure list, and then the site plan?
That will be fine. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Sanchez, do you concur with that?
Yes.
Okay. Now I forgot what I just said. Did I say plat, infrastructure?
Plat first.
Okay. So I'll ask each board member to vote to approve or deny preliminary final or project 2019-2333, preliminary final plat 2020-46. And if you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed. Let's start with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, approve the preliminary final plat.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, approves the preliminary final plat.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec approves the preliminary and final plat.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, approves preliminary and final plat.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation approves preliminary and final plat.
Okay, and Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves the preliminary and final plat with delegation for utility signatures and a DXF file for 8 weeks.
Madam Chair, you're also looking for the notes from Transportation.
Are those on the plat or on the
site plan? No, it is on the site plan. I apologize.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad I actually did something right. Okay. So is there anything else besides utility signatures or DXF file that I'm missing, Mr. Biazar?
Madam Chair?
No, it's...
Mr. Aldrich?
That I have the approval sheet for the GIS already.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and just, because we're in a remote meeting and I can't look at it immediately, I'm going to delegate for that, and then that's part of what you can provide with the plat for signature to Mr. Rodenbeck. So it would be the plat, the with utility signatures, the DXF file memo, and your blue sheet. Okay, so there is a consensus vote to approve the part of item four, which is the preliminary final plat 2020-46, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for the items just stated. Okay, now let's move to the infrastructure list. We need to have each member vote on the infrastructure list, starting with Water Authority.
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. So I approve the infrastructure list with the condition that we sign the latest and greatest, which will have the two minor comment or revisions, removing the manhole reference and then adding the word private to the flushing connection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cadena. Code Enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement approves.
Parks?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation approves.
Okay, and let me just roll, on voting, I'll just let you roll through it in order.
Ernest Army Hill approves.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation approves.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with the modifications mentioned by Mr. Cadena. There is a consensus vote to approve the infrastructure list for project 2019-2333 because it meets the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM. Now we will move to the site plan. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the site plan 2019-2333-2019-420. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. Let's start with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority. I approve the site plan.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement.
Can I stop for a second?
I apologize. With,
Mr. Cadena, is that with delegation?
No, I'm fine with the site, the utility plan that supplements the site plan as shown.
Okay.
My biggest issue was just the infrastructure list.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cadena. All right. Mr. Garcia, go ahead.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement approves.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation approves.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology approves.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation approves.
And Ms. Wolfenberger, you could take delegation on this for yourself since Mr. Cadena is not. Would you like delegation for your transportation note?
I'd be willing to accept delegation for that note. Either way will work fine with me, but since you asked, I'll go ahead and accept the delegation to look for the note prior to signature.
Okay. And planning DRB chair approves with delegation for the landscaping plan. Am I missing anything, Ms. Gould?
Madam Chair, I don't believe so. That was delegation to planning for the landscape plan and delegation to transportation to address their issues.
Correct. It's, yeah. Okay. There is a consensus vote to approve item 4, 2019-2333, site plan 2019-420, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for the issues just stated, and I'm going to say for 12 weeks. Certainly that can be done anytime the applicants can get it done with us, but we'll have 12 weeks as a check-in time to make sure things are happening. Okay, now I'd, any questions? Thank you, Mr. Briggs and Mr. Lowe and everyone else who's been waiting.
This is Don Briggs. I do have a question.
Okay.
How do we handle the solid waste signature?
Mr. Martinez?
Yes, Mr. Briggs, I can email you the contact. This is Mr. Martinez. I can email you the contact for the solid waste division, and you can make an appointment to get a signature from them.
Okay, and this would be on a paper map rather than electronic?
Mr. Briggs, I believe that they are still doing wet signature on paper.
Okay, thank you.
And just a note to everyone out there that Mr. Martinez has kind of carefully gone through the various utility companies and the county of Bernalillo to determine how they are signing plans. So if anyone has questions about any of that, Mr. Martinez can give you a summary list of how those various signatures are being gotten during this public health emergency. Okay. I think we're finished, Mr. Briggs, correct?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'll take a motion to take a 8-minute recess. So we'll reconvene at 11:08 and take up our minor cases. I need someone to move that from the DRB.
This is Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I move to take the 8-minute break.
And recess, I should have said
and
that.
And recess.
Okay, is there a second?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, second.
Okay, let's vote, starting with Water.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority approves.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement approves.
Ms. Sommerfeld, you're on mute.
Sorry. Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation approves.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology approves.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation approves.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. Mr. Martinez, would you put that in the chat that we'll be reconvening at 11:10? Since we've just lost a minute voting, we'll reconvene at 11:10. You're welcome to stop your videos if you'd like to, and we'll see all of our minor cases back. And thanks to everyone for your patience. It's a big agenda today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, we're reconvening the April 29th meeting of the DRB. After a short recess, we are on agenda item number 6, which is project PR 2019-2928, preliminary final plat 2020-74, vacation of public easement 2020-72, vacation of public easement 2020-74. This is for John R. DeBasage and on Brookline Drive Northwest between Ardmore Avenue Northwest and Endeavor Road. Would the applicant team please raise their hand using the Zoom feature? You can raise your hand like this, like Mr. Patrick is, and you can also, if you're on audio, press *9. Okay. Mr. Patrick, is there anyone that you know should be with you?
This is Tom Patrick. Not that I know of, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. Would you go ahead and introduce yourself and the project? And I do not need to swear you in because I think we're on minor cases now. So you can just go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Tom Patrick, surveyor and, Okay. Surveyor and agent for John DeBasage. What we're doing here is taking 5 existing lots and we're going to replat them into 10 new lots. And then we're going to also vacate 2 utility and construction easements in the rear of the property.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Patrick, did you get Mr. DeBasage's signature?
I have not yet. What I was hoping to do was get some electronic signatures on the plat and then copy it to a Mylar. Then I could get the original signatures on the Mylar, but I guess I'm going to just have to not take that route and I can get Mr. DeBasage and the city surveyor also.
Okay. Yes, I appreciate that it's complicated in the current stay-at-home order for people to get their signatures. I just want you to make you aware that we cannot approve something without the owner signing.
Okay.
So we can discuss it, but we would not be able to approve it without an owner's signature. Okay?
Yeah, this is Tom, understood.
Okay. Are there any members of the public that wish, is there anything more you wanted to say about your project?
This is Tom Patrick. No, there isn't.
And I should mention, since the easements that you're vacating are electric easements, it looks like, then also there would not be any final signatures without, I think it would be PNM?
Yes.
Signing off.
Yes, this is Tom. I'll be getting the utility signatures on that also.
Okay. We can at this point see if there are any members of the public wishing to speak on agenda item 6 on Brookline Drive. Raise your hand in video, raise your hand using the Zoom feature or press *9 on audio. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone, so let's go to DRB comments, Water Authority.
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Hello, Tom. I have no objection, but I wanted to give you a little FYI. The note, the water and sewer services that you included on the infrastructure list may trigger a work order, which might be an overkill. So I recommend removing these from the infrastructure list, but that's totally up to you. It provided other informational comments as well. Thank you.
This is Tom. I will talk to Mr. Sewell, the engineer, about removing that.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Good morning, sir. Just had a question for you. Have you calculated the average of each lot? Because right here on the agenda we have 1.320, but I believe that's the accumulation of all the lots. Is that correct?
Let me look at my first page here. Yes, I believe that's correct.
Okay, so the average of each lot would be 0.1320. Is that correct?
If that's the correct math, yes.
Okay.
So, Mr. Garcia?
Yes.
This is Chair Wolfley, if I could just interrupt. So on the agenda, it says containing approximately 1.1320 acres. That would be for the entire plat area?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, and reason being, I just need to find out the average of each lot, and I figured it at 0.1320. I just want to concur with the applicant, because it would meet contextual standards at that point.
Well, we're showing, this is Tom, we're showing the acreage of each of the lots, and they're all equal at 0.1132 acres.
0.113, yeah, correct. And so, yeah, we just need the average of all those, so of each of those, and they are accurate. So they do meet the contextual standards. And we have no comments or opposition. I just needed clarification.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Garcia. Parks and Recreation?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. No comments and no objection.
Okay, Hydrology?
Hydrology, this is Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan and drainage report. It's engineer stamp date of February 17th, 2020. There are no objections to the site plan or vacations.
Transportation.
This is Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. I have no objection to the vacations, but I would like to see road cross sections, in this case for Brookline, both south and north of Endeavor that was brought up at sketch plat. Also, I just wanted to note that I, as part of the action items, I didn't see a variance, an official variance request for the narrower stub street north of Endeavor.
All right, so this is Tom. So you're looking for a variance request on that?
If it's under 47 feet, yes.
Even this is Tom, even though it's a previously platted right-of-way?
Correct, because it'd be part of this application with the adjacent sites.
Okay, this is Tom. As far as the cross section was, I thought we had done that, but I sent a crew out today just to measure across both right of way widths there.
Yes, as part of the cross section, what I need is the full road section and the showing the curb and sidewalk locations as well. I hadn't seen that in the files.
This is Tom. We're doing that.
Okay. Those are all my comments.
All right. Just to clarify for me, Ms. Wolfenberger, then does a variance request need to be added to this plat action?
Yes, that's pretty standard and typical when you have something that's narrower than the right-of-way width per the DPM.
Okay. And Mr. Patrick, Ms. Gould would be a good resource for the process issues or the process application for getting that variance connected to your planning action.
All right, this is Tom. We can do that by next Tuesday.
Yeah, I can email you after this meeting and let you know what you need to do. I don't believe there's anything that will keep you from submitting on Tuesday, but I will confirm that.
All right, thank you.
Okay, let's go to K planning comments, if there are anything additional than what we've already said, Ms. Gould?
I think that we've actually gone over everything. Planning doesn't have an objection to the plat. We'll defer to other agencies on the easements. We would like some additional justification on that vacation request since there's a deferral. And it's not, I don't think it's huge. I think the applicant just needs to look at that that criteria and just address it a little bit more fully. But it's not, I don't think that's a huge thing.
This is Tom. When you send me that other material, can you just give me the IDO reference?
Okay, Mr. Patrick, it looks like we're looking at a deferral. You need to submit materials for the variance. What looks practical? Ms. Gould?
Madam Chair, we may need a little bit of additional time. I would like a word offline with Mr. Martinez and Mr. Garcia, because we may need an additional week. I'm unclear as to whether the requirement for the offer of a neighborhood meeting is going to apply to this variance or not. So I think we could look at the smaller deferral and then do another deferral if we needed to, and we could
clarify the need for a neighborhood meeting. Or
yeah,
this is just to offer a neighborhood meeting, Mr. Patrick.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, this is Mr. Patrick, the bane of my existence.
Okay. We can't really have that offline meeting right now, Ms. Gould. So, Mr. Patrick, why don't we go ahead and defer this out to the most acceptable date in the future for you? And if we need to defer again, we can. Let's assume that you don't need a neighborhood meeting and you just need to add the variance request. It looks like the earliest would be May 13th or May 20th.
May 13th is that two? This is Tom. Is that 2 weeks from today? May 13th?
Correct. And,
well,
and
why don't
you
we
need,
try? I
need
would
to
say,
get your signatures lined up and.
This is Tom. I would like. Why don't we shoot for May 13th?
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item number 6, project 2019-2928, preliminary final plat 2020-74, vacation of public easement 2020-72? And vacation of public easement 2020-75 to the May 13th DRB meeting.
This is Chris Cadena, Water Authority. I make a motion to defer item 6 to May 13th.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation seconds the motion.
Okay, DRB members, please vote, starting with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority approves.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement approves.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation approves.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology approves.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation approves.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item number 6 to the May 13th DRB agenda. Thank you, everyone. Once again, item number 7 was previously deferred to May 6th. We are on item number 8. Item number 8 is project 2019-1368, preliminary final plat 209-219. This is for B&L Real Estate Holdings, LLC at 8020 Central Avenue Southwest. If you are on the applicant team for this item, would you please raise your hand in Zoom, raise your hand like I am, literally, or press star 9 on your audio feed. Okay. Are you seeing anyone, Mr. Martinez? Is Mr. Aldridge?
I see Tim Aldridge raising his hands or waving his hands frantically.
Okay. All right. For some reason, I'm not. His video feed is on?
His video feed is on, yes.
Oh, he's got two feeds. Okay. All right.
Oh.
That's where I was looking at the, probably just the audio one then. Okay. Sorry, Mr. Aldridge, I'm glad you're here. We would love to discuss your case. Go ahead and introduce yourself and the project. We last saw you on April 15th.
My name is Tim Aldridge with Aldridge Land Surveying. I'm agent for B&L Real Estate Holdings for this project, which is a preliminary final plat. This has been on the agenda for a while. Do I need to get sworn in on this?
No, sir. It's a minor case, but thank you for asking.
So I think in going through the notes that I have, the way I'm looking at them is I believe there was a couple of questions that hydrology had, which have been addressed previously. I'm not sure if they had a chance to look at the revisions that we had done to the plat on the resubmittal.
Okay. We'll go through each DRB member's area one by one. That might work a little better.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Quickly, let's see if there's any members of the public who wish to speak on this case. Please raise your hand. Raise your hand in Zoom or press *9 on your phone. I don't see anyone, so let's continue with DRB members. Water Authority.
Hello, Tim. Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. I have no objection, and for information only, once Tract 7B desires water and sewer services, you'll need an availability statement. Thank you.
Code Enforcement.
Code Enforcement has no objection.
Parks and
Rec. Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. No comments and no objection to the request.
Hydrology.
Mr. Mayhew, Hydrology. Go ahead and let me read my comments first, and then we'll discuss. Comments I have are: Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan for Defined Fitness Track 7 with an engineer stamp date of January 23rd, 2019. We asked, please fix the drainage note on the plat. If this is for the proposed stormwater quality ponds, then these ponds would need to be shown with meets and bounds on the plat. We need a cross lot easement note on lot 7A for the benefit of lot 7B to be maintained by lot 7A. We also have a comment of lot 7B will need an approved grading and drainage plan prior to building permit if conditions of 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square feet of building, or 10,000 square feet of proposed paving is going to be happening.
Any questions, Mr. Aldridge?
No, so pertaining to your second note, the drainage note on the plat,
okay.
It says, so do you want us to remove that note?
Go ahead.
The whole area has crossed. This whole center, these tracks are part of, all has an existing cross lot drainage and common ponds for the whole thing, which is part of the CCRs on that. And I've added all that information on the top of sheet 2, in the upper left corner. If you want to zoom in on that, it's a whole rectangular area. That's all the cross lot easements, common drainage, etc., which is all part of the overall site plan for the shopping center.
Okay, let me take a quick look here. Okay. Okay. Right now, the language seems a little vague. I mean, you state perpetual easement to use, maintain, and repair any stormwater drainage system located on any parcel. So,
correct. I mean, this language is directly out of the CCRs that are recorded for this project, and I have included a copy of that with the submittal package.
Okay. Discharge surface water runoff across any parcel.
We also included the city's drainage facilities note just to help with any clarification pertaining to this kind of vagueness of this.
Okay. So I would be willing to take delegation I need to confer with my engineer that actually did the review on this and to find out exactly what they're going for, because all right, would that be acceptable?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go to transportation.
Yes, this is Jane Wolfenbarger with transportation. I had some outstanding comments that still hadn't been addressed. I didn't see a resubmittal. The access to Unser Boulevard, it looks like have to extend the median nose further to the south and include some signage in order to prevent some left turns out of there just for safety purposes. I was told a few months ago the engineer would be visiting with me about that, but that hadn't happened. That was my one remaining comment.
If I can go ahead and comment on that, on your comment. So this has been a fairly difficult project. Part of the ownership is located in California, and it's a kind of a difficult situation. And then there's also a consenting owners group that oversees everything pertaining to the whole shopping center site. The sketch that I believe I had mentioned, we'd get you a sketch showing the proposed possible improvements for Tract 7B. And I have, again, there's direction, an architect in Santa Fe has been supposedly working on that for the last several months, and I have yet to see it. So I told the owner yesterday that we needed to move on from that architect to make this available to the city to show the proposed development. As far as the median to get that extended, that would be quite a feat. It's really difficult getting all the different owners of this project together. Our owners only have this one parcel, and they do not control all the other owners, and all the other owners have to vote and agree to pay. It has to be a mutual payment. So it may be quite difficult to get the entire group to agree to pay for that extension and the plans needed for that. My owners did have gotten approval and have agreed to put right turn only signs at that intersection and further back, if that would be a possible solution for the city.
Yes, so this is Jean Wiffenberger with transportation. At one time, I think that idea was presented to me, but there was never a formal sketch sent. But I think we need to have those discussions offline before I can move forward with this.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize to the board for all the delays in this project in obtaining the necessary information that you've asked for. I've been diligent on this, but I'm not in control of the architects and engineers involved in this project, and I find it pretty amazing that in all these months, they haven't been able to prepare these simple sketches that the city has asked for. So I do apologize to the city for that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Aldrich. Ms. Wolfenberger, do you have more?
I don't. I think it's a pretty simple solution that can be worked out, and possibly a minor infrastructure list item. But again, I would need to meet with you separately to discuss those things.
Yes, ma'am.
So will there be an infrastructure list needed for this plat? Or not this?
I mean, this is Jean with Forward Road Transportation. It's a possibility, but again, I think we need to have these discussions offline.
Okay. Let's go to planning comments, Ms. Gould.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can answer our comments regarding this case.
Go ahead, Mr. Rodenbeck.
The applicant, we previously had comments saying that no owner or city surveyor signatures were present on the plat. The applicant has since provided staff with an owner and a city surveyor signed copy of the plat. Therefore, all of our comments have been addressed and we have no objections.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. It looks, Mr. Aldrich, like a deferral is in order. What time frame do you suggest given the complicated team you're working with?
This is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying. Excuse me. Thank you, Ms. Madam Chairman. I think I've been assured by the owner we'll be obtaining a new engineer and a new architect that will be working on that in the coming week. I feel confident that between now, I should be able to have the requested items to Ms. Wolfenberger with transportation during the next week, so that we can discuss the needs for that intersection and also what the proposed development will look like. So I believe the 13th would work for me.
Okay, and just a reminder that resubmittals are due Fridays at noon, so that the members have time to look at those, and we'll continue to work with you because we hear your expression of difficulty in all this. Is there a motion to defer item number 8, which is project 2019-1368 preliminary final plat 2019-219 to the May 13th meeting of the DRB?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, make a motion to defer to May 13th.
Thank you.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, seconds.
Okay, let's vote, starting with Water.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, approves.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, approves.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation, approves.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, approves.
Jean Wolfenberger, Transportation, approves. Sorry.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item number 8 to the May 13th DRB meeting. We are on agenda item number 9.
Madam Chairman, I would like to thank all the members and support staff of the board for your hard work and during this time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And we appreciate everyone else working out there, keeping projects happening for our economy. So thank you. We are on item number 9, which is project 2019-2807, EPC final site plan sign-off 2020-91. This is for Sunset Memorial Park at 924 Manal Boulevard Northwest. Please raise your hand if you are the applicant team. I see Mr. Keller. Are you?
I think I'm
here.
Last
time you were here by yourself? Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and share with us an update.
Sure. There were several questions brought up at last meeting several from transportation, and then one comment and question from the Water Authority. I think we've addressed those at this point, so I'm hoping to hear a positive regarding those comments. Specific to the transportation comments, it looks like concerns with road width, sidewalk width, line of sight, triangles, and things like that have been addressed. Ms. Wolfenberger and I were able to talk after the meeting last week, and I was able to send her the some of the necessary clarification on some of those things she had requested. And then Mr. Cadena and I, over the last few days, were emailing, and we did insert the comment that he had requested specific to a utility plan onto the site plan. There's a comment down in the lower right-hand section that references his specific comment about needing a formal utility plan for the next actual development or build we're doing in this, but that there's not one necessary at this point because we're not actually doing a build. So I guess that's where I'm at this point as far as the questions that were raised at the last meeting.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Keller.
Thank you.
Let me double check if there's any member of the public that would like to speak on this agenda item. Please raise your hand or press star 9 for audio. Okay, I don't see anyone. Let's go to DRB comments, starting with the Water Authority.
Oh, this is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Yeah, all I asked for was just a note indicating an availability statement is required prior to a plan approval, not really the utility plan. Can you confirm that the availability statement is what's noted on your note?
Yes, I should have that. I think that was sent in yesterday. Let me pull it up here just to make sure that that's exactly what it says. The note as added to the plan says a water and sanitary sewer availability statement issued by the planning department utility development section will be requested as part of all future site development plan applications to CABQ for administrative approval by staff for individual construction projects listed on this master plan.
Well, that's a lot. Yeah. Mine was a lot more simple, but
okay.
The Water Authority, which is a separate planning a separate group and organization in the city of Albuquerque.
Right.
So if there's a way where you can make that adjustment and then we can sign, that'd be helpful. I would just really even simplify it to the note I provided you. An availability statement is required prior to development.
Okay.
And this is specific to buildings that will be seeking water and sewer service.
I think my architect was being a little more detailed than probably he needed to, but we will simplify it and match the wording to what you had requested specifically.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Code enforcement has no objections.
Parks.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no additional comments and no objection to the site plan.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved revised master drainage plan with engineer stamp date of 3/9/2020. Hydrology has no objection.
Okay, transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. All of my comments have been addressed and I have no objections.
Okay, planning and Mr. Rodenbeck?
Yeah. So we just note that the cemetery is permitted use in our SU district and that the EPC conditions have been met and are in compliance.
Okay, thank you. I think, Mr. Cadena, changing the note, we probably need a delegation for you to make sure you're reviewing that correctly.
Okay. This is Christina. That sounds fine. It's simple enough where I didn't know it. We can simply just sign it prior to routing for signature, but either way, it's fine.
Okay. All right. And there's nothing else needed with this EPC site plan sign off, correct, Mr. BSR?
Just quick comment, the note that Mr. Cadena needs, is it on the site plan that everybody's signing?
Can you This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Yes, somewhere noted on the site plan.
So we probably needed that note updated prior to everybody's signature, because once you sign, I don't know how that change could be made.
The one opportunity we have is that we're not signing the plans in the meeting. So we're signing the plans after the meeting, so that note could be updated before anyone signs.
Well, that's why I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we have an updated plan before we actually sign the site plan.
Right. Is that understood, Mr. Keller?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. So I think the best way to do this might be to approve with delegation. All right, let's go ahead then, and I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. Starting with water.
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I approve with delegation to update the note accordingly.
Thank you.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement approves.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation approves.
Mr. Armijo, Hydrology approves.
Gene Wolfenbarger with Transportation approves.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation to watch for the Water Utility Authority note to be modified as stated. There is a consensus vote to approve item number 9, project 2019-2807, EPC site plan sign-off 2020-91, because it meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to Water Utility Authority and planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. And Mr. Keller, the 8 weeks means you can get this done. We should be able to get this done really quickly, but the 8 weeks just gives us an outlying time in case there's some glitch in getting all the signatures.
It seems simple, and I'm all for getting it done in about 10 minutes, so we'll get it done to you.
Yeah. Thank you. We're finding that the electronic signature process does take some more time than when we sign in person, just to get through everything. Sure. And so those signatures could be done as early as maybe tomorrow, but we'll just see. I've been surprised at some of the little problems that have come up. So, okay.
Well, luckily for us, there's no build pending on this. This is just checking something off a box. So I appreciate everyone's time and diligence here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We are on our sketch plats now, and we're heading toward the finish line. Okay, we are on sketch plat item 10, project PR 2020-3638, sketch plat 2020-36. This is for Brian Tyree at 3710 and 3716 Campus Boulevard Northeast. Create one lot from 5 existing lots. Wade John Surveying, are you out there, Mr. Clark? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Go ahead and introduce yourself and your project.
My name is Jeremy Clark. I'm with Wade John Surveying, agent for Brian Tyree. Project is to subdivide, to combine 5 lots into 1 lot.
Okay, let's go ahead and do DRB comments. Water Utility Authority.
Oh, this is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Just a minor comment. The purpose of the plat incorrectly states consolidation from 8 lots. The application indicates 5. But with regard to the actual planning itself, there's no objection. Thank you.
Code enforcement has Carl Garcia, code enforcement. No objections, no comments.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation, no comments.
Hydrology.
Hydrology has no comment.
Transportation.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. This site is adjacent to alleyways, and in this case, we typically ask for alleyway upgrades in terms of pavement widening to meet DPM standards. I noticed it shows 16 feet. Officially, it's supposed to be 20 feet per DPM requirements, so then a variance request. Either we need to meet that requirement of dedication or a variance request would be needed in this case. Also, Campus Boulevard had sidewalk shown that was under 4 feet, and so we always ask for at least 4 feet in this case, roads such as this. Property corners at the alleyways shall be modified to have a radius, and fencing and block walls that are shown within the right-of-way, they either need to be removed and set back to the property line, or a revocable permit would be needed. Those are all my comments.
With the alleyway now, it's an existing 16 feet, so we would have to dedicate an additional 4 feet and adjust the property corners with the radius?
And this is Mr. Clare speaking, correct?
Yes, I'm sorry, Jeremy Clark.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Those are standard comments. Typically we look at these plats and as opportunities to for right-of-way dedication where needed, if the right-of-way widths are less than what's called out in the DPM.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Rodenbeck, do you want to give planning comments?
Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbeck, sorry. Planning will just note that a minor preliminary and final plat submission requirement will be necessary. That's all I have, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Clark, do you have any further questions?
No, ma'am, I don't believe so.
Okay, thank you for your time and patience waiting for your spot on the agenda.
Thank you.
We're going to now move to agenda item 11, which is project PR 2020-3655, sketch plat 2020-37. This is for Claire Plaza Associates Limited Partnership at 6805 Academy Parkway Northeast.
So they look at these plats in areas like this as an opportunity to upgrade the surrounding infrastructure.
Let's go ahead and I just muted Mr. Clark. Who do we have to speak for this? Mr. Patrick. Okay. Is there anyone else with you, Mr. Patrick?
This is Tom Patrick. No, I don't. There is not anyone else.
Okay. Go ahead and present your project.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. We are here to divide one lot into two new lots, and that is basically all that we are doing.
Okay. Let's get DRB member comments. Let's start with Water Utility Authority.
This is Chris Cadello with the Water Authority. No objection.
Thank you. Code Enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. No objections, no comments.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Somerville, Parks and Recreation, no comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Additional drainage information will be required prior to hydrology's approval of the plat. Depending on the drainage information provided, a cross-lot drainage easement note specifying beneficiary and maintenance agreement may be required. Also, Lot 4A1B, approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit if one of these conditions is met: 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you want to give planning comments?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Planning will just note that parking and ADA requirements will have to be met unless the primary building was constructed prior to 1965, in which case they would not need to meet off-street parking requirements except for ADA requirements. And we'll also note that a minor
preliminary and final plat submission would be required to be submitted.
Okay, so Mr. Patrick, is that clear about the parking requirements?
This is Tom Patrick. Yes, I believe so. I do have a question for hydrology, though.
Yes. Go ahead.
Just the additional drainage information, would that just be in the form of like a topographic survey?
You can do it. This is Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. You can do a topographic survey. Basically, we want to see how the drainage flows on the property to make sure if drainage is crossing between the two proposed properties, then we would need the drainage easement.
The cross lot?
Correct.
Okay. This is Tom. I believe we had already done a topo on this, so we'll send you a copy.
That would be great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Patrick?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for being here and for your patience today. We are on item number 12, which is project PR 2020-3656, sketch plat 2020-39, James and Mary Jean Plummer at 4701 San Isidro Street Northwest. Please raise your hand, Mr. Archuleta. All right. Are you here with anyone else, Mr. Archuleta?
Madam Chair, my understanding, it's just going to be myself. Thank you.
Okay, great. And thank you. Go ahead and introduce your project.
Yes. This is a request for a lot consolidation. They're looking to eliminate lots that are bisecting the existing house that's on the property. So they're here to correct this, and we're here to for comments. Thank you.
Okay. If I could, Mr. Archuleta, it seems like this was one where we were a little confused about the boundaries involved. Could you just walk us through that using the maps that are being displayed on the screen?
Yeah, it's an existing four lots. They're old MRGCD tracks. So we have 1, 2, 3, and 4. And there's an existing house that bisects a bunch of the property lines that are there. So we're here to eliminate those interior lot lines.
Okay. And is the image on the screen that's matching well with?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Let's go ahead to DRB comments, starting with Water Utility Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, no objection.
Thank you.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. The contextual standards are met, and we do not have any objections or comments.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation, no comments.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, no comment.
Thank you.
Transportation.
Yes, I had a few comments. Right-of-way dedication appears to be needed along San Ysidro, according to the survey, because the sidewalk is shown to be behind the property line. Includes sidewalk width information along San Ysidro and Griegos Road. Meet minimum sidewalk widths according to roadway classification. When making right-of-way adjustments, ensure that fencing is outside of right-of-way. Also, due to Griegos Road being a major collector in this location, right-of-way dedication appears to be needed. Meet with Transportation Department separately for direction on road cross-section prior to determining any right-of-way dedication.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, thank you. Let's get planning comments from Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Staff will just note that the proposed lot consolidation would take place in an area of consistency and that a preliminary and final plat for a minor subdivision would need to be submitted by the DRB.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right, any other questions, Mr. Archuleta?
Offhand, I do not. Thank you for the comments.
Okay, thank you. We are on agenda item number 13. which is project 2020-3657, sketch plat 2020-38 for Angelina Lucero on Laura Court between Central Avenue and Churchill Road. The applicant here, is that you, Mr. Archuleta? Okay.
Madam Chair, that's correct.
Okay, go ahead and present your project.
Yes, this is a request for a lot consolidation. We're a little south of Central for a property that's accessed off of a cul-de-sac, Laura Court. And they're looking to consolidate these two parcels into one. And we're here for a comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Water Utility Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, no objection.
Thank you.
Code Enforcement.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement. It appears that 75% of the lot average is 0.1652, 125% of the lot average is 0.2754. Proposed lot is 0.969, which is over the 125%. So you would need a variance.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation, no comments.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Hydrology.
Ernest Termejo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the platting action. We do have one comment. Approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit. If one of these conditions is met, 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square feet of proposed paving.
Okay, thanks, Ernest.
Transportation.
Transportation just wants to see, this is Gene Wiffenberger with Transportation, I just would like to see existing sidewalk widths to make sure that minimum 4-foot sidewalk is at this location, and also to demonstrate that fence line is not encroaching into right-of-way.
Okay, thanks, Gene.
All right, Mr. Rodenbeck for planning. Comments?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Just like the previous application, the proposed lot consolidation would take place in an area consistency, and the preliminary and final plat would need to be submitted and approved by the DRB for the consolidation.
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Any other questions, Mr. Archuleta?
Offhand, I do not. It seems like a lot size variance is forthcoming depending how they want to proceed. But thank you for the comments.
All right. Thank you, and thanks for your patience this morning.
Thank you.
We are on item 14, project PR 2020-3661, sketch plat 2020-41. This is Clearbrook Investments, Inc. at 8321 Glendale, subdividing one lot into two lots. Let's see, would the applicant please raise your hand, Mr. Hensley? Okay, are you here? By yourself?
I believe it's just me.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an introduction to your project.
This is a subdivision that would split an existing North Albuquerque Acres lot into two slightly less than half acre lots. Wanted to get comment and verification of the lot sizes and the acceptability of the subdivision.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hensley. Let's get Water Authority comments now.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority. Hello, Ron. Prior to approval, you're going to need to pay the pro rata in the amount of $7,421.74 for both water and sewer. Thank you.
Understood.
Code Enforcement.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement. Contextual standards are met here, and no, we have no comments and no objections.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation, no comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Additional drainage information will be required prior to Hydrology's approval of the plat. Depending on the drainage information provided, a cross-lot drainage easement note specifying the beneficiary and maintenance agreement may be required. An infrastructure list will be needed for preliminary plat. There is a half street that needs to be added along with a segment of 84-inch storm drain. Also, the comment approved grading and drainage plan is required prior to building permit if one of these conditions is met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Oh, okay. In regard to the 84-inch storm drain, I believe that's a deferred item that the adjoining property owners are financially guaranteeing. Is it still included on the infrastructure list if the developer does cash in lieu for the 84-inch?
And let me just clarify, that's Mr. Hensley speaking, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Tarmijo?
I'm sorry, Mr. Hensley, your communication was breaking up there a little bit. Could you please repeat that?
My question is in regard to the 84-inch storm drain. It's not going to be constructed, as I understand, and it's waiting for financial guarantees from all the fronting lot owners. Is that a deferred item on the infrastructure list, a separate item? How is that handled on the infrastructure?
May I answer that? This is Shahab, our city engineer.
Yes, please.
So there are two options. You could either decide to build it now or defer the item to a later date. It's up to you. But it has to be on an infrastructure list, needs to be financially guaranteed. And also, we probably will need a gradient and drainage plan to determine if additional inlets are needed on Glendale for infrastructure list.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Let's go to transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I just want demonstration that power poles are within right-of-way and to show a road cross-section along this property with curb and sidewalk. And then demonstrate available right-of-way based on these requirements.
Okay, we'll provide that exhibit. It will be in the existing North Albuquerque Acres 60-foot right-of-way and appropriate improvements.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Hensley, do you have any other questions?
Not on the comments I've gotten so far. I had one on the planning comments.
Oh, we haven't, yeah, thank you. I almost skipped us. All right, Mr. Rodenbeck, would you give the planning comments?
Yes. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Staff will just note that a major preliminary final plat submission will need to be submitted and approved by the DRB.
Is it the infrastructure list that is requiring a major submittal?
Shahab?
That is correct. This is Shahab. That's correct, yeah. Because of the infrastructure list, it will trigger a major platting action. And also, I just want to make sure that when you do go through the platting action, you do dedicate the 30-foot right-of-way as part of the platting action.
Yes, I understood. So for future reference, all projects that require infrastructure will be a major subdivision?
It depends to the infrastructure list. If it's a minor, like if you're just building sidewalks or like just utility connections, we probably may treat it, depending on how much improvements is needed. In this case, it's major. You have to build curb and gutter, sidewalk, and then there's a storm drain system that it's required as part of the infrastructure list, so it'll kick it into a major case.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Hensley, for your patience this morning. We are on agenda item 15, which is project 2020-3659, sketch plat 20-40, Presbyterian Healthcare Services on Wyoming Boulevard between Constitution Place and I-40. Do we have someone here representing this application? Raise your hand, Mr. Broughton and Mr. Pine. Okay. Go ahead and just introduce yourselves, and then whichever one of you wants to lead out in describing your project.
This is Glenn Broughton with Bohannon Houston, representing Presbyterian Healthcare Services. We are requesting to consolidate 5 lots into a single lot. The project's located at the southwest corner of Constitution Place and Wyoming. So we're just here to receive comments on our request.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Pine, did you have anything to add?
Just to add on, I think there was some confusion with the transportation's comments because I think there's two similarities between Constitution Avenue and Constitution Place. Comments were given for Constitution Avenue. That's kind of north of Constitution Place. So,
we'll kind of discuss that when we get there. Can you, looking at the maps we have in front of us, Mr. Pine, would you just kind of orient us if we've got the parcels shown correctly here?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll note too that I can bring up the sketch plat as well in a separate PDF.
Okay.
This is Glenn Broughton, but the graphic that's shown on the left-hand side is the correct area that we're requesting the lot consolidation.
Okay, thank you. So the plat shown on the right, this sketch plat is for a subset of that plat, correct?
That is correct. The
okay.
The cul-de-sac, this is Glenn Broughton, the cul-de-sac that's shown on the plat on the right is Caseman Court. And this particular plat represents lots 1 and 2 of Caseman, I don't remember the subdivision name of this particular plat. In addition, there's an older plat, East Addition, which represents the northernmost northwest corner shown on that plat. Was not part of that plat, and that represents the other three lots that were included in this consolidation.
Okay. So I just want to make sure everyone's clear of the site we're talking about. All right. Do you have any additional comments or explanations for the board?
I do not. Thank you.
This is Jason Pine.
Thank you. Let's go to Water Utility Authority.
Hello, Jason and Glenn. Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. I just had issues just trying to understand what it was that was being consolidated. There's really no utilities on the property, so there wouldn't really be any easements, but I think a clear picture will be provided with your next submittal. Make it easier for the review. Thank you.
Chris, this is Glenn Broughton. Just wanted to apologize for the confusion there. It could have been presented a little more clearly.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to code enforcement.
Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
Parks?
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, no objection.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Additional drainage information will be required prior to hydrology's approval of the plat. The second comment I have, which you probably received, you can disregard because you've explained the lot consolidation. It was a little confusing with the map, but we understand now. The infrastructure list may be needed for preliminary plat. Additional comment, approved grading and drainage plan and drainage report is required prior to building permit if one of these conditions is met: 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square feet of proposed building, or 10,000 square feet of proposed paving.
Okay, any questions?
This is Glenn Broughton. No, not at the moment, not until we get to transportation.
All right, let's go there. Transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Good morning. Thank you, Jason, for the clarification. I am retracting my comment number one that you received regarding Constitution Avenue. So I'm aware of my error there. So with that said, all I will need is labeling of sidewalk widths to make sure minimum sidewalk width requirements are met, and just a typical site survey showing the public features and the private features. just to make sure that all public features are located within right of way, including power poles and the bus stop that's there on Wyoming. Also, you know, on site, I just wanted to make sure that the lot lines weren't crossing any parking spaces or buildings. Any site plan improvements would have to be reviewed by transportation, including parking calculations. Those are all my comments. I don't think that your site borders the DOT right of way. Is that correct?
This is Glenn Broughton. That is correct. We're not adjacent to the DOT right of way.
Okay. Thank you. Then I don't have any comments with regard to that as well.
Okay. Any questions? Go ahead, Mr. Beazar.
So Shahab Beazar, I just noticed at the corner of Caseman Court and Constitution, you have like a couple of driveways. It's like a circular driveway, and one of them is kind of chained off. So I was just going to say that if you're not going to have any unused driveways, that those have to be removed and replaced with curb and gutter side sidewalk.
This is Glenn Broughton. We understand. We will take a look at the driveways that will be unused with the site plan process.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Glenn Broughton again. Sorry, one other question on Gene's comments. Regarding the bus stop, there is a bus stop that's near Constitution Avenue north of the site, but there isn't one adjacent to this this particular site we're requesting action on.
Well, okay, so in this case, I just wanted to make sure that all the public infrastructure is within right-of-way, then it sounds like that was an error on my part.
Understood. We are in the process of doing a topographic survey and a boundary survey, and we'll be able to prepare the exhibits that you'll want for the platting process.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Rodenbeck, would you give planning comments?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Staff will note that a preliminary and final plat will need to be submitted and approved by the DRB for the consolidation. I had sent notes regarding the requirement for a major subdivision. It sounds like maybe, I don't know, staff can jump in on this, but it sounds like it's a maybe on the major submission requirements, but it will definitely require a preliminary and final plat submission.
Okay. Mr. Beazar, do you want to clarify anything there? I think they may need an infrastructure list.
I'm not sure. We have to see that an infrastructure list might be needed if other improvements are required. We might be able to treat this as a minor if it's just to removing the driveway and adding curb and gutter. It depends how many driveways we are removing. I was just seeing just one based on my observation, but unfortunately I can't say if you're going to need an infrastructure list at this point or not.
Okay. Any questions?
Yes, this is Jason with Cartesian. You guys will be letting me know that if this is a minor or a major, yes. That
I'm
way
not
I know.
Sure,
well, since Shahab said that this they're only going to be doing possibly a one drive pad removal.
So if I may clarify that, so if it's just a matter of removing driveways and replacing curb and gutters, there might be an infrastructure list, but still might be a major minor case. Unless other improvements are needed, just driveways and all that stuff, I think we could treat it as a minor case. Like I said, I don't know if any other improvements are required besides that.
This is Glenn Broughton. At what point would an infrastructure be required? I mean, would just the one driveway require that, or if it's, I'm just trying to understand what's going to trigger an infrastructure list for this this request.
So this is Shahab Bees. Typically, if there are improvements within the right-of-way, it will trigger an infrastructure list, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it will become a major case. It will be still a minor case with an infrastructure list attached to it to ensure that those improvements are completed or financially guaranteed prior to planning approval.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, for your patience in being our last sketch. I appreciate you coming to the conference. All right, we are on agenda item 17, which is approval of the action sheet minutes for April 22nd, 2020. I'll accept a motion to approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I make a motion to approve action sheet minutes from April 22nd.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec seconds the motion.
Thank you. Let's vote starting with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority approves.
Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement approves.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec approves.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology approves.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation approves.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair approves. There's a consensus vote to approve the action sheet minutes of April 22nd, 2020. Thank you, everyone. We are adjourned at 12:23 p.m. Thank you. And I think we just had one approval today. Ms. Gomez, is that correct? Or two?
I think we have two.
We have two.
Two approvals.
There's two, and I'll send those we'll action sheet minutes out.
I just wanted to let you know we're still recording. I don't know if you need to stop the recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Stop the recording.